everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back. Strong market pressure continued to be seen across the livestock complex, with traders focused on increased market weakness and pulling back from midweek gains in cattle futures. The overall tone of the market remained weak, although prices still very well above support levels in all markets, limiting the overall impact of eroding market prices due to the recent market support during the month of October. December corn futures about a cent per bushel lower, the Dow Jones 197 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 90 points. In live cattle, moderate losses developed throughout the live cattle futures complex, with 80 to 90 cent losses holding at midday in nearby contracts. The overall lack of support in the complex continued to focus on underlying selling pressure, which developed over the last 2 weeks. Even with the wide market slide seen across all cattle futures, nearby and deferred contracts are in no immediate danger of breaking through support levels thanks to the aggressive market rally which developed throughout the last half of October. In feeder cattle, light activity seen once again across feeder cattle futures, with traders backing away from the gains which developed on Wednesday, but unwilling or unable to push more additional selling pressure through the complex. This could continue to allow cattle markets to hold light to moderate pressure throughout the rest of the week. Grain futures narrowly mixed today as a quiet overnight session headed down the home stretch focused on a little export and weather news. Corn prices were mostly steady today after trading in a range of less than a penny overnight. December futures tried to hold on to a small reversal higher yesterday after they ticked to new contract lows. Soybeans were a little weaker after a firm close in Asia gradually eroded as the overnight session shifted to Europe. January futures tried to avoid a reversal lower today after climbing above Wednesday's high. Wheat prices were higher and tried to rebound from yesterday's sell-off. Winter wheat futures broke short-term support on Wednesday, but Minneapolis December was also able to hold a test of key moving averages and again paced gains earlier this morning. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.